Hello and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm always so grateful to have you here. For those of you that share on IG, or that you message me whenever there's an insight that stood out to you, thank you, thank you. I created this because it's really important for you to know me. And I've wrestled with this for a long time because I've had to unlearn a lot of just societal things, and I've had to unlearn the concept that I need to be completely objective in my business. And I'm just like, no, because truth is, I started entrepreneurship because I wanted to live life by my own rules. I wanted to create my own job, and I didn't want to comply with taking myself and my humanity out of the equation when I was running my business. And that's why I started this thing. And I want to share too that you don't necessarily have to be this way, but those of you that feel like you want to express more, like, you get to do that. You get to run your business however you want. And sometimes I have in the back of my mind of like, oh my God, it's not safe to give people access to you. But honestly, when I give you access, I feel like we just vibe. I feel like we have a conversation that we keep going. And I just don't really entertain the belief that when you know things about my life, that you really know me. Because truth is, you will only know me as deep as you know yourself, okay? And I also just think about like my family and my parents with how they raised me and how they know me from like childhood and all these things. But at the same time, they don't know me. They do not see me at a certain capacity. And so I've just like have come to peace with letting you see me, because we're kind of becoming like BFFs. And I also feel like when you see me, we're then able to bond better and connect better. And yeah, you know, I remember I had some clients a while ago say to me, like, I don't want people to have access to me. And I remember that being really interesting because it kind of made me scared of talking about visibility, because I'm like, oh my God, like, people just, they say they don't want access to them. And I realize that there's a part of me that still feels a judgment for how much I self-disclose. Like, I share so many things about my life. And I get that there needs to be, like, a certain level of privacy. But I also just find fulfillment in just telling you about my life and the things that are going on and how I feel. Because entrepreneurship is such a personal, spiritual experience. And while everybody out there in the world is giving you the strategy and having you think with your brain, I want my space to be a place where you can be in your heart. Like, yes, we'll take photos and we'll do all the things. And if you've been inside my programs, you know that we do have a certain level of strategy, but it's very soulful. It's almost like you forget you're doing a transaction because it's so soulful. And that's how I want business to feel. That's how I want to show up in my brand. Is it's incredibly important for me to be conversational, for me to let you in into what's going on. And in order for me to create a business that doesn't feel like we're doing business with each other, but if anything, we're like creating a movie and like a capture of your life that happens to be your business, it's required me to heal the anxiety, the anxious voice inside my body and in my history of who I am. I have had to heal all the judgment that talks about how emotional and how personal I am. And yeah. And today I wanted to share this podcast. And it doesn't necessarily need to be too long, but I just want to tell you that if your business feels like it's you and your friends creating something together, like, that's okay. And I think powerful businesses are that feel like they just feel very personal. I even think of myself, like, in spending thousands of dollars in, like, 10K type of thousands of dollars in mentorship. And I realized that I spent top tier money on people that I feel like I'm able to get a sense of who they are as a person. Not just the skill set or the things that they know, but that component of knowing who they are as a person is so, so important. And I remember I had a client say to me, it doesn't matter how nice of a person you are if you're not skilled at your job. Like, no one cares about that. And I remember thinking, I'm like, that's really interesting. Because to me, being good at your job is like the standard. And just because you share your personality, like, if anything, that's like the cherry on top of you being really skilled at your job. And I think that's a big misconception that people have about self-disclosure. And like, for instance, us creating video content that's you just talking about your life, not always about your expertise. But not too much about your life, like perspectives that are relevant to the work that you're doing, but storytelling from a very personal place, if that makes sense. Like, kind of like what I'm doing right now. I'm not necessarily telling you the drama that I have with my family right now. I'm just telling you how I'm feeling, but it's related to the work that I'm doing, but I'm not giving you like pure business strategy. It's like this delicate place of the middle of the two. And I think a misconception that people have is thinking that if they self-disclose, or if they are open about opinions about their life, or if they're like the least, like a little bit of emotional and vulnerable, then they think that their business is not going to be strengthened, or they think that they're going to be seen as unprofessional. And I just think that's so silly. Because if you're a person that knows how to be vulnerable to a degree enough to build a connection, I actually think that makes you more of an expert. I actually believe that people that just run their businesses in a very, like a corporation, like in a very tactical way, what that says to me is you're either emotionally unavailable, or there's maybe, this is just all views on my own, but I can't help but think that maybe there's some trauma that happened in your life that you just want to keep things transactional with people, because people actually coming too close to you feels unsafe. And I believe that people that have very high levels of emotional intelligence, meaning you know how to work with the energy and the emotions of the people that know things about you, I think that makes you way more skilled at your job on top of the hard skills that you know. And another client that's not client, but like industry that's coming to mind is accountants, or like tax, or CPAs, or people that work with money. Because I realized that you people that work with money, you're so analytical, I've come to notice. And I know this world rewards analytical type of movements. But I've also come to notice that those of you that are not just analytical and you have that like warm presence, as I did a post about this on Threads, of just my frustrations of looking for a CPA or a tax person that they had the soft skills and the technical skills, because a lot of people that I had come across that did the taxes thing, they were very like analytical thinking, but their social presence showed nothing in regard to like the soft skills or really speaking to that personable client. And anyways, I noticed that I made a post about this on Threads, and then I got replies from other people that were bookkeepers. I honestly don't even know all the technicalities. All you people that work with numbers, okay? Whether you prepare people's taxes or you just do their numbers or whatever else you do that's money related, I realized that you guys are so in the analytical brain, and the reason why you're not reaching the people that are not analytical is because you're not speaking their language and your likeness and your softness isn't anywhere to be visible. I remember I went through all the profiles and I was like, okay, let me get into the mind as if I were shopping around. And I realized that it's just a bunch of like bland, lacking personality, lacking soul, lacking substance in their storefront. And I'm just like, this is why you're struggling, okay? And I have a feeling that there's like a lack of emotional availability in each of these analytical people because they're so in the numbers and in the strategy and all of that, that there's this big gap in their personable skills in order to make their brand and their storefront work on their behalf. And I believe that if you can just bring out your humanity, it can only help you. And I guess that's what this whole podcast is about. If we were to wrap it up with a bow, is that people having access to you and knowing things about you is not, like, you'll be okay. And not just that, you will also develop emotional intelligence skills such as higher level boundaries or a better understanding of a human experience when you self-disclose to a degree. And in turn, it's going to make you a better business owner. And I do want to preface that just because I say that doesn't mean that you won't be good at the technical skills. If anything, you will be so much better at the technical skills if you're able to understand human beings on an emotional level a lot better. And anyways, that's it. That's the podcast. And anyways, if you are looking to work together, please connect with me by scheduling a sales call. If you know that your personality is a big selling point and yet your personality is nowhere to be seen in the online space, there's a lot of people that shop in the online space. A lot of people go to social media as the front lines of looking something up, and there's just such a missed opportunity if your likeness isn't there. And when I talk about likeness, it doesn't mean that you are sharing all the things about your life. Is that you're self-disclosing just enough in order to connect on an emotional level with the people that you're serving. Because a lot of you, the things that you know are present, but who you are is not. Meaning you're teaching, you are giving all the tips and strategies, but when it comes to you opening up a little bit about your life, it's not really there. And then it's really hard to establish trust with someone for people to tell you their very personal things, because money is a very personal thing, or whatever other personal thing you help people with. If you want to be able to have people open up to you, then you got to also open up in order to create that trust between the two of you. So anyways, that's my message for you today. Thanks for being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode. If you're an entrepreneur who just received your brand photos, yet you don't know how to use them to maximize their use and have them look just as beautiful as they do in your brand photographer's Instagram and website, I have a solution for you. I have created a how to use your images guide. These are principles that I use to this day that have lasted the test of time, with how to pair images together and how to think of your brand photos differently and how to make them last you months and months on end as assets that keep elevating your brand and help you serve your services and attract those dream clients. So check out the link in my bio for the how to use your images guide.